This week's Video Ask Vic question comes from Brett from Marietta, Georgia. Vic, what do you think is required for a team to qualify as a dynasty? First of all, the distinction of having been a dynasty can't be bestowed during or shortly after a team's run. Years have to pass. Why? Because, in my opinion, a dynasty has to have produced several Hall of Famers. I would say a minimum of four. For example, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, and Larry Allen of the Cowboys. Deion Sanders wasn't a full-time Cowboy, so make that 4.5. What about the Patriots? The franchise has been a dynasty, but the team has changed personnel on an annual basis, so it might be the exception. In my mind, a team is a dynasty if it's won 3 or more Super Bowls in a decade and put 4 or more players and coaches into the Hall of Fame. Clearly, the Packers of the 1960s, Steelers of the 70s, 49ers of the 80s, and Cowboys of the 90s qualify. The Packers of this decade? There's still a chance. Win a couple of more Super Bowls, and that might do it. Rodgers, Woodson, Matthews, Peppers, McCarthy? We're only halfway through the decade. For Packers.com, I'm Vic Ketchman.